shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. A radio show that's done by real radio people, broadcasters, entertainers, et al. Welcome to the program. And you can join us online at philhendryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you can watch our show, the only radio show that's really worth looking at. We have a live video cast of our show each and every night. And we also have our podcast, which episode 10 went up on Thursday. Great one, featuring our next guest. Bobby Dooley is featured in our podcast this week, episode 10. So check it out. Just hit the podcast banner there on our homepage at philhendryshow.com and head over and download all of them, collect all of them, like the box tops and, you know, other silly things that we did do and don't anymore. Sure. Anyway, welcome to the program. And I want to also acknowledge last evening attending a marvelous party, Allison Reynolds' birthday party. She's a great photographer, and her husband, Joel Berliner, were great hosts at their home last night. And we were I saw Michael Reagan for the first time in a couple of years. Hadn't seen Michael since our days over at Clear Channel. So it was nice to see Michael, and great to hear that he's doing so well. This evening, we're going to talk about this bus monitor story. You know the story. This is a woman who was a monitor on a bus in a school district in upstate New York. And a bus monitor, you know, for want of a better description, is somebody that just monitors activity to make sure the kids are not getting out of hand. Well, as you probably have noticed, you know, these days, well, not even these days, but throughout history, folks, believe it or not, children, some, have just been flat rude and disrespectful, and they have no manners. They're raised by people like that. So why would they're raised by people who believe that their children, just the sun just rises and sets on their little princes and princesses. So this lady was taunted. She was called names. A video capturing this was put on YouTube. And I'll bet you anything, whoever actually took the video of this woman being taunted and being brutalized, you know, emotionally, if not physically, I think they were actually, you know, shaking the flab on her arms and doing all kinds of things that I'm sure was very, very funny for anybody with a mind of an 11-year-old. Unfortunately, when you're an adult, especially one that perhaps is not as confrontational as some others, you're going to sit there and take this, and it'll probably be very emotional. This was a video that was posted on YouTube. It was posted on Facebook. The person who took the video, I'm not sure who they are, but I don't have any doubt in my mind that they probably thought it was funny when they first did it, and now maybe taking credit for, look what I exposed, you know. Not that, the other thing. Anyway, the lady's name, Karen Klein of Rochester, has been the recipient of $500,000 in online donations. $500,000 this week coming in from people who believe that this lady's entitled to a vacation. Mr. Max, I believe his name is Sidorov of Toronto, Canada, started to raise this money online for a vacation. He posted the following statement: let's give Karen a vacation of a lifetime. Let's show her the power of the internet and how kind and generous people can be. Karen, you have no idea what's coming. 500 grand is what she was what she's been the recipient of. She's been a widow for 17 years. She told reporters that she's deeply touched and overwhelmed by the outpouring of support. She told police she didn't want criminal charges pursued against the boys who were 12 and 13, but that she hoped they would not be allowed to ride the bus for at least a year. One boy said, I really feel bad about what I did. The boy called Wesley continued, I wish I'd never done those things. If that happened to someone in my family, like my mother or grandmother, I'd be really mad at the people who did that. Well, now you know, young man, people are really mad at you. See? You'd be really mad? You're the last guy getting the news on that one, whatever your name is, Wesley. By the way, Wesley, not for nothing, man, because, you know, things change. But when I was a kid, any boy with the name Wesley would be the subject of the taunting that you just gave that lady. Not because, you know, we were necessarily crueler in those days than kids are today. Just the name Wesley used to be a name that only dorks had. So somehow that's probably changed. And that's good for you, Wesley.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bud.
Yeah, bud. What are you saying, bud?
You're Robert. Oh, Robert.
All right. ease it back. I want to get Bobby Dooley on the line here from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization to discuss this particular topic. This is right up the PTO alley, if you'll pardon the expression. I don't mean to. In any event, Bobby, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, Phil. I don't know up the alley if that's a bad expression or not, but I think you're right. It is right up our alley.
Well, okay. I mean, what I was basically saying is that this is something you must deal with.
Well, we don't really deal with this kind of behavior. I mean, our kids come from a community that has a fair amount of resource. So the kids that are raised here at Western Estates already are raised in an environment of some privilege. And so that's naturally going to carry over into their behavior when they're getting on a school bus and they're interacting with people who may not have the same kinds of jobs that their father or their mother has. For instance, if your father's a surgeon, or if your father's a banker, or if your father owns a business, and then you get on a school bus and you're dealing with someone who is a bus driver, or you're dealing with a woman that is a widow and earns, I don't know, minimum wage or whatever they pay those people to sit on a bus and try to present the image of someone that's going to be able to control a situation there. I don't know, really. It's a new experience for kids. And so, like any child looking at something new, what do children do, Phil, and what did you do when you were a boy, when you encountered a spider or an anthill or when you encountered a strange-looking bug?
When I encountered a strange-looking bug?
Well, you took a stick and you moved it around?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, the anthills, we'd step on them and watch the ants scurry.
Exactly. Well, that's all these kids, some of these kids are doing. They are encountering something new.
The lady, the bus monitor, it's hardly a good comparison to call her a bug.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying she is like something new to these children that have never seen this before. Their fathers and mothers have jobs whereby they're the boss, or they're certainly not sitting on a bus. I'm not putting down bus drivers.
You're talking about a certain kind of entitled kid. I don't know that these kids were entitled.
No, but you were asking about our children. These kids, they may not be. I don't know. I will tell you, though, Phil, that the boy apologized, and I believe there is an apology coming, a forthcoming from the other child. So the need for her to go through this sort of charade, I think, is a little much.
What charade are you talking about?
Well, I don't know if charade's the right word, but I heard you say she's gotten $500,000.
Yeah, there were people who were so outraged by what happened to this lady that they decided to donate money to her.
Well, but for what? I'm not really... See, that's the thing that Steve and I brought this up at our PTO meeting, and I wanted to mention to you. Steve, you have it, right?
Yeah, we got the resolution.
We passed a resolution tonight at our PTO meeting that Steve has. If you want to read a couple of lines there, Steve.
Yeah, the so resolved that we would recommend that Karen Klein return the money so that a pattern is not set here where people, you know, expect to get money.
But here, let me... The resolution, Phil, states as follows. Be it so resolved, the Western States Parent Teacher Organization, that Karen Klein of Rochester, New York, return the money that was so generously donated to her, as there is no need, given the apology of at least one of the young men involved, and most likely the apology forthcoming from a second young man. What was endured, and we put that in quotes by Ms. Klein, certainly does not warrant anywhere near the kind of windfall that she received. I think it sets a dangerous precedent.
And let's take a look at this, though, Ms. Dooley, if we could. This lady was harassed and harangued and insulted and verbally abused and was physically manhandled by these two boys who had, there was no evidence whatsoever that these boys have learned any kind of social skill or manners that are appropriate for their ages of 12 or 13. There are some adults that would have hauled off and smacked their faces. There are there's all kinds of responses that might have been forthcoming. They're probably lucky that this woman was a controlled individual and didn't physically assault them.
Well, but she's lucky she didn't do that either, because there would have been a lawsuit.
Well, there may have been a lawsuit, and there may have been a lawsuit on the against the parents of these boys. You know.
Well, but for what? I these are boys that are being boys.
Boys can be boys, and that has been used as an excuse, I think, over time, hasn't it?
No, I don't think, Phil. First of all, this woman was a bus monitor. Again, this is an unusual job for an adult to have, and it is an unusual job to. It's also an unusual position, I think, to ask adults to be ask children to be respectful of. So when these boys saw a woman sitting in the back of the bus, sort of doing nothing, it's going to prompt some reaction from them. Now,
but is this the kind of reaction that you should come to expect?
I don't think it's a reaction that warrants $500,000, and I know that even Karen's got to agree with that. We're just simply asking her to do the right thing, return the money. There's an awful lot of us out here that certainly we're not aware of the fact that if you're a bus monitor, that you stand to make $500,000 doing that. If I knew that, if a lot of your listeners do that, we would probably be taking that job. And the other thing, Phil, I really want to say is, I know that your listeners agree with me when I say that if that happened to me, I would not have accepted that money, and I certainly would not have raised a hand to those boys. I would have been able to deal with it in such a way as within a few seconds those boys would have gone back to their seats, and they would have been duly chastised.
Well, I'd like to find out what you would have done, you know.
Well, I'd be happy to.
I'd really like to find out what you would have done that would have duly chastised those boys and sent them back to their seats, and it wouldn't have developed into the situation that did develop into, and there wouldn't have been a need of $500,000. You're saying you'd have nipped all of this in the bud.
Well, if I'd known that $500,000 was going to come my way, I probably would have done what Karen did, which is to sort of just sit there and let it happen. And I don't know whether she knew that this money was forthcoming. There's every reason to believe that she knew that it was being videotaped.
Whoa. Why is there every reason to believe?
I don't think you hide that, Bill, very well.
All right, we're going to take a break. Thanks, Dan. We have to take a break. We'll be right back here. 877-876-PHIL. Should Karen Klein give the money back that she has been awarded, that she has been given, that she has been, I don't know. You could just say that she's been the well-deserved recipient of $500,000 because people felt bad for this woman taking this abuse. Bobby Dooley believes that the money should be given back and that this situation could have been dealt with and controlled a lot easier and a lot more readily. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Bill, what's wrong, bud?
Come on, people ought to spit it out.
Well, your job is to screen the phones, and you know what, bud? People call up, and it's the first time they've called a talk show, maybe, and they don't exactly know what the proceedings are and the procedure is, so don't be impatient with them.
Just damn, you ought to spit it out.
They're going to spit it out. You just got to ask them what their comment is. On the line with me is Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, as we talk about, also the PTO there, as we talk about Karen Klein of upstate New York. Rochester, New York is where she lives. So I'm assuming that this school district is in that area, and she was the recipient of this harassment. She's gotten $500,000. You think the money should be given back. Why?
Well, Phil, I think the money should be given back because I think the point was made. You know, she put a scare into everyone. Obviously, it's nothing that is deserving of $500,000. I don't know if that was the original intent of the people that raised it. I think maybe they just wanted to say that they felt sorry for her. I think she should be very honest with people and say, you know, I could have probably dealt with that situation a lot better than I did.
Let me ask you something, Bobby. You said that you would have, you know, absolutely shut this thing down within a few seconds.
Yes.
What would you have done?
What would I have done?
What would you have done if these boys came up to you?
Well, that's the point, Phil. These boys are not going to come up to a woman such as myself because I am, first of all, I'm, you know, I don't want to talk this way about myself. I'm what a lot of young men call a MILF, okay?
I'm sorry, what is that?
A MILF.
Yeah, a MILF.
Oh, a MILF. A MILF, okay.
Yeah. So kids are going to be, and they tend to be a little nervous around me. They want to impress me. I think what Karen could have done is something that should have been done before she got on that bus. Make herself the object of respect. When you get on a bus and you're wearing your sneakers and you're wearing your Walmart slacks and your thin windbreaker and your hair is cut short and this and that, you're really just sort of saying, go ahead and treat me like, you know, just, what did you say, Steve?
The Elephant Man.
Yeah, treat me like the Elephant Man.
The Elephant Man?
Because I'm a bit of a freak.
Yeah, when you're wearing that kind of, when you're presenting yourself that way.
All right, so in other words, Karen Klein presented herself in a freakish way. I don't even know what the woman looked like. Do you?
Well, I'm imagining, if she's a bus monitor, she's got on that kind of unisex dress with the short cropped hair and so forth that's going to prompt young boys into that stick-poking mode. And
because you're saying you would have dressed as a MILF, or you are a MILF, or you're more sexy, etc., the kids are not going to...
They're not going to react to me that way, no. That's why...
That's why my wife would have...
I'll do it, Steve. That's why I would have shut that off early.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to a phone call. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization on the Karen Klein situation there in upstate New York. Here is Scott. Scott, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Listener. I think your guest is entirely out of touch with reality and entirely judgmental, and I think Karen absolutely deserves that money. It was raised in her name and presented to her as a gift. She didn't ask for it, and I'm sorry, but if she would have taken any course of action towards those students, their parents would be on her and sued, and it would have been a horrible situation. She couldn't have done anything. That's how bad these kids are, and you don't get that.
Well, I don't know why she let it start.
Well, you're saying that had she not been in some kind of a unisex bus monitor uniform, I don't know how she was dressed. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, I would have been on that bus looking a little bit more, I guess, appealing to those boys.
Appealing for what?
So that they give you a wide berth.
13-year-old
so
boys?
No, not in the way that you're inferring. But if you remember being 13 and you saw the
mother... She was doing her job, and if she would have taken any course of action other than what she took... She would have been subject to all kinds of scrutiny by those boys' parents.
Yeah, the boys' parents. Now, I suppose it could be argued that she could turn around and claim, well, you know, I'm sorry I had to take that action, but look at how your boys were behaving. But I don't think any of that addresses what you're saying, Bobby, which I think is, I agree with this gentleman, it's a little otherworldly.
What is otherworldly? I just said to both of you guys, you both remember being 13 years of age. You both remember the hot mother of your friend. There must have been one of your friends that had the really hot mother. Okay?
No, when I was 13, I was told to respect my elders. And if something like that, if I would have been part of that, I would have been grounded for the summer.
Well, you wouldn't have been part of that had you been dealing with a woman who was, you know, hot who was a MILF.
I think you're so lost and wrapped up in yourself.
That's off the charts for a 13-year-old. Exactly.
Boys,
I got to take a break here. Thank you, Scott. Very good call. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley on Karen Klein in upstate New York. Should she give that money back? Was it much ado about nothing? That's what the Dooleys are saying. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. Right back.
Phil Hendry.
Here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, and they're from the PTO. They're in Western Estates, and this situation in upstate New York, in the Rochester area, the school district is called, I believe, Greece.
That's interesting, Phil, because we have some neighbors who are from they're from California, but their parents are from upstate New York, and they have what do they have here?
Oh, they got Rome and another Poland.
I think that's fascinating. They have a town called Poland. And I said to Steve, is that embarrassing coming from Poland? And,
well, you know, that's interesting, but let's talk about, this is a serious thing.
I understand that, Phil. I just thought it was very cute.
They got a lot of very interesting towns in upstate New York. But this is about these kids. I want to get back to this thing, the comment that you made, and we have a lady who's a bus monitor we're going to talk to here. That the bus monitors wear a unisex kind of uniform, which is going to invite harassment. You even use the term elephant man.
Hold on, Steve. Let me do it. No, not like the elephant man as a freak in a zoo or as that very unfortunate man was treated. But when you're a bus monitor to a 13-year-old boy, you are the closest thing to the elephant man that he's going to experience. What do I mean by that? I mean that...
Well, isn't that our job to teach these kids that they're not this isn't the elephant man, and you don't treat the elephant man that way anyway if you were to encounter him. You treat people with respect and people with an authoritative position. You give all due... you give a wide berth to, and you give all due consideration there.
Well, those are a lot of fancy words, Phil, and we're talking about 13-year-old boys. And what I simply said to you was, do I come on the bus and make all of these big brand explanations, or do I just come on the bus looking like your best friend's hot mom, and the kids are, oh, Mrs. Dooley, you know, and, you know, how long do you bake a cake for, and, oh, I want to talk to you. And I think that's where you can at least use a little bit, I think, of the, you know, your wiles and your strength. As a mother.
As a mother or as a woman?
She's my wife, Miss Brandy. I don't want to see no kid get out of hand.
No, you don't let the boys get out of line because I'm married.
All right, 877-876-7445. We go over here to Sylvia is on the line. And Sylvia, you were a bus monitor, correct?
Yes. I was a bus monitor for 12 years.
Uh-huh.
And what this lady is talking about, it
uh-huh.
doesn't even make sense. First of all, this is a job. This is a job that you're coming in and you are monitoring how the children are supposed to conduct themselves on a bus because the bus driver has to focus on what he or she is doing. It has nothing to do with what your dress is about. We have gotten out where snow was knee deep. We don't. You can't dress in a different type man. You dress for the conditions of the job. As long as you are neat and clean and keep yourself clean, then that's what.
But
that's how you
could
dress.
Wear a cute snowsuit. Couldn't you wear a cute snowsuit? Or you could wear a cute snowsuit. Is what I was going to say.
If that called for that, but one thing doesn't have anything to do with the other. As far as I'm concerned, what I have on does not merit a child to be disrespectful to me. And the first place, unisex hairdo.
Hold on, Steve. Like, I can't, Mr. Dooley. I can't, hold on for just a second. I'm sorry, Sylvia. Steve, you're sort of jumping in.
I both.
Yeah, I'll handle it, Steve. My husband wanted to know though if you wear that kind of a unisex haircut, and I'll tell you why. That tends to make the boys think that they're, you know, you're kind of freaky. You know?
Wait a minute. What's that got to do with what I have on?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm wearing is that for them to have respect. If they're not having respect for me, they're not giving it at home. They're treating their mm-hmm. parents the same way they're treating me,
right?
Because if they don't have any manners, it's the same person. If you sit at a table and don't know how to eat at a table, when you go out, you're not going to know how to eat. When you go out, if you don't know how to do it at home,
I didn't follow that. What did she say?
I'm saying, plain and simple, they're not
mm-hmm.
being trained at home. They're not being trained at home. It doesn't, and whether they're 13 or whether they're 10 or whatever, they should start when they're young, telling how you're supposed to respect the grown-ups, how you're supposed to respect authority, because you know what. If they're not taught, they're going to go out here. Something's going to happen to them because they're not. If they can't have any kind of respect
mm-hmm.
and respect authority on a bus, what are they going to do with a cop? Are they going to be disrespectful
mm-hmm.
to a police that
mm-hmm.
can take them and put them in jail
mm-hmm.
or either manhandle them?
The police officer is going to be more attractive, as far as the money is concerned.
Okay,
I want to ask this question, Sylvia.
Sylvia, do you think that Karen Klein should give this money back?
No. That was a blessing.
I think there should have been some kind of indication that you're lacking something.
She did not come and ask for that money. She didn't ask for that money.
Wouldn't you take that kind of abuse if you knew $500,000 was on the other end of it? Thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Who knew that was going to happen?
Exactly.
Who knew that was going to happen?
Nobody knew.
You act like you're jealous because the lady got a blessing.
Well, you act like you're some Jedi Knight that can deal with...
No, you're the one that's acting like the Jedi Knight, Ms. Dooley. You're saying if you dress like a MILF, there won't be a problem here. Then you're also saying, of course, had you known there was going to be $500,000 on the other end of that, you would have let them slap you across the face.
Oh, no.
Well, you know full well, Sylvia, you'd let them do that, too. If you knew there was going to be $500,000.
No, I wouldn't. I would not let them do that to me. I don't think for no amount of money. That is half a million for a little tap.
Let me ask you this.
I'd let them pull my skirt up for half a million.
Money is ruling the roost. Sylvia, I got to go to another caller. Yeah, very good call, and thank you for giving us the expertise that you have in this topic. What did I just hear you say?
I said, Phil, I think a lot of women, and I'm half joking, but a lot of women would go ahead and let those boys pull their skirt up and go ahead and get a look if a half a million's waiting on the other end of it.
So, in other words, it's all about money, and these kids become a rabble, and they're taught nothing but to become slobs and animals, and the adults that are charged with teaching them, or at least training them, or at least supervising them, these adults are just demonstrating anything for a dollar. They're allowing themselves to be manhandled, their skirt to be pulled up.
Well, Mr. Henry, in this economic time...
Thank you very much, Steve. In fact, I even...
Pulled your microphone.
A second there, Phil. I got so excited. In these economic times... Are you going to say no to a half a million?
I'm not going to turn my wife into a whore.
How dare you?
Is that what you're saying to me?
I'm not saying that to you. I'm just saying there are certain things I draw the line at. I'm not going to say to my wife, go ahead, honey, get on that bus and let those kids pull your skirt up for a half a mil.
You really, you know, you really think you know, Mr. Henry. You walk a mile in a man's shoes, Mr. Henry, before you walk a mile in his shoes.
Yeah, because...
Walk a mile in a man's shoes before I walk a mile in a man's shoes.
You know what I'm saying. Walk a mile in my shoes. Remember the song. And that was a great song. It taught us so much.
Okay, 8778. Yeah, walk a mile in somebody's shoes. Walk a mile in that lady's shoes, the lady who was grabbed and treated with such disrespect for those boys. Here's Brian on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Phil. All right. So the deal with Karen is she grew up in a generation to where if somebody were to lay hands on her, then she would have every right to hit them back. Mm-hmm. Now we're in a day and age to where we're in a Sue Happy Nation. So obviously that's frowned upon. So those kids are very, very lucky that they didn't get slapped against the wall. Because I grew up with my grandparents from that generation. Mm-hmm. And
well, wait, you didn't grow up in the same generation,
out, whenever I acted out, I got a belt. And even from my mother, from the generation after that, I got slapped around.
You're not from that generation.
These kids are very lucky, and obviously they're very spoiled and treated as if they're put on a pedestal and they can do whatever they want. That's how kids these days are. They think they can get away with whatever they want because they know that everyone is willing to call the police and press charges because this nation's turning into a revenue-based nation where everyone has to go to jail for the littlest thing. So nobody wants to hit these little kids back for acting out. And yes, I think
what about my wife said about kids, you know, poking an anthill?
What? What did you say?
My husband asked, what about what I said about a 13-year-old boy wants to poke an anthill to see what it is? And when you've got a bus monitor with the short hair and, you know...
Okay, it's nothing about looks, especially because of the fact that she's an older woman. We're not going to sit there and look for the hottest woman on earth to be sitting on the bus when I'm 13 years old. Because I already know at 13 years old that I can't mess around with, you know, what'd you say, you're 31? Okay, I can't sit there and mess around with... You're 35, okay. I couldn't mess around with a 35-year-old when I'm 13 because of the fact that you would be the one to get thrown in prison for indecency with a child.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, come on the bus looking very smart and very attractive, and the boys will want to talk to you respectfully. Same way you want to open the door to a lady.
That's not what the public school system...
is about,
to these children.
And you also said you'd go ahead and take a half a million and let the guy pull your skirt up.
What?
You said that for a half a million you'd let those boys pull your skirt up.
Yeah.
I didn't say that guy.
Okay.
You said what guy? What, the bus driver?
No, the kids.
Well, what harm is it going to do? And again, I would ask this gentleman that I'm speaking with, is your name Gus? Did you say?
Okay.
This is Gus.
No, it's Brian.
Brian, I would say that, wouldn't you allow your wife, well, I guess you wouldn't, if there was a half a million on the other end?
No, he wouldn't. He obviously said that he wouldn't.
It's not like she knew by getting on that bus that these kids were going to sit there and mess with her. Yeah, she probably knew that they were recording her because they're holding a camera phone up. But being surrounded by a bunch of kids when she's a small, elderly, helpless woman, that no one's going to be there
Hold on a second.
No one in the video sat there and stuck up for her. So she's helpless at that point.
Right.
It's not like she went to the grocery store and spent a dollar on a lottery ticket hoping to win a half million. People felt sorry for what happened after seeing her, and people felt that she needed a vacation, and it started out as a little amount, but everyone that saw it felt that she deserved a little bit from them, which ended up racking up coincidentally to about a half million. She didn't know that was going to happen. There's no way anybody could know that was going to happen.
The minute she got out of bed and combed her hair into that car wash hairdo, and you know what I mean by that.
She's not working in an office.
No, she's not working in a car wash. All right, we got to take a break. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. That's Brian. Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be back with more of your phone calls here as we talk about Karen Klein, the bus monitor who was so abused and manhandled on a videotape that everyone saw. She's been the recipient of $500,000 to take a nice vacation. Well, you can take a whole bunch of vacations and put a nice down payment on a house with that kind of money. We'll be back with more from Bobby and Steve Dooley, who believe that she should give the money back because she manipulated the situation into something worse. I don't know how they're coming to that conclusion. We'll continue to pursue that. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL and online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. If you want to get a backstage pass and watch our show as well as listen to it, you can. Every night we have a video cast here from our studios on the El Pacifico out here on the furthest western point of the continental United States. And that don't mean we're better than anybody else. We just kind of, we got a head start on everybody else in case we all have to just, you know, ditch it in the ocean, man. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley, and we're discussing tonight the lady, the bus monitor in upstate New York, who was so disrespected and manhandled and verbally abused by a couple of punks, ages 13 and 12. It was captured on video by, no doubt, another smart-ass kid that thought everybody was just going to laugh uproariously at their video when they put it on YouTube or Facebook or the Dumbass Network or whatever. And it turns out the opposite happened, and probably that person's taking credit for that.
You know, Phil, I think that's really unfair. I think the child that put that on YouTube should be congratulated, if that's what you want. I think the lady really took advantage of the situation and made off with a nice windfall, you know?
Yeah, she'll leave well enough alone.
Yeah, really, she ought to quit while she's ahead.
Like everybody's been saying, wherever you're getting this idea that the woman was manipulating the system somehow, but now you're saying that the people that put that video on YouTube should be congratulated.
Well, I mean, if you think that this $500,000 is something that she's entitled to keep, then I think you have to say that the young person, not the punk, but the young person, maybe a misguided young person. You know, we are so ready to demonize and criminalize our children. When Seth and Dylan, both of my oldest boys, were brought back to the house one day, Phil, not too long ago, about 2 years ago, and the L.A. County Sheriff had them, and of course I was scared to death. What had happened? What had they done? What had been done to them? And when the sheriff said to me that they had been caught spray painting some slogans or something.
Yeah, you told me they were caught spray painting on a synagogue.
When the let me finish, Phil.
Yeah, let my wife finish, Mr. Emma.
When the boys were caught, they'd been spray painting some slogans. Yes, on a synagogue. My first thought was, thank God they're all right. I thought they were injured. I thought something had been done to them.
Well, you saw those boys being brought to the front door by the L.A. County Sheriff. Did they look like they were injured?
They could have been raped. We don't know.
And they could have been raped, but instead they were brought, you found out they'd been spray-painting swastikas on a synagogue.
They had been acting out because Steve and I had gotten into an argument, and they saw their father throw some kind of, I don't know what it was, Steve.
Salad tongs
at me. And they acted out.
They acted out because they were scared their father was going to hurt their mother, so they spray-painted swastikas on synagogues. Made sense to me.
Mr. Hendry.
No, we got to move on here. I got to get to at least a call here before we end the segment. On the line here we have, let's see, we'll go to Andy. Andy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi, I missed the first bit of
this.
And I was wondering, mm-hmm. What do Bobby and Steve do for a living?
Mm-hmm. I'm a housewife, and my husband...
I got a landscaping business.
Oh, I'm sorry?
He has a land. What is it, Steve? A landscaping business?
Yeah.
He's a landscaping. Okay. Has a landscaping business.
Okay.
And I'm a house. And excuse me. I'm a housewife.
Oh, that's what I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you do then you can't hear what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. What
She says when you're going you can't hear her.
You can't hear. Basically, every person that's been on, you've said that does not let the person talk.
I'm hearing what you're saying. I don't.
But the people on the radio.
Well, now we're all right. Hold on. We're going to go to the next hour with this. So, Andy, why don't you hang on the line? All right. A lot of people want to weigh in on this. 877-876 Phil.
What was that about?
When you're going it blocks out what the person's saying.
What?
No, that doesn't make sense because I can understand what they're saying.
All right, hold on for a minute. 877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Henry Show here. We'll be back with more on the Karen Klein story in upstate New York. More of your phone calls, more from Bobby and Steve Dooley. We'll also hear from attorney Harvey Wireman on this topic. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.